Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's
Third Watch. You're listening to Kyle One. So I do think the question that is really central to the State of the Union speech that was given on Thursday night is, can they keep giving Joe Biden whatever it is they were giving him to make him so amped up? I'm not joking. I really wonder what was wrong with Joe Biden. A lot of people are wondering what was wrong with Joe Biden as he continued to talk at an alarming rate, as he kept yelling at everybody, and he kind of seemed a little bizarre. The only thing that was more bizarre, I think, and in all seriousness, was how terrified Kamala Harris looked sitting back behind the president. It just seemed like she was waiting for something to go wrong or for him to say something incredibly bizarre, and you could just see it on her face. She was never relaxed the entire time. I think that's kind of how America feels, maybe for different reasons at this point. But folks, welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're here on the weekend edition to wrap up what we saw on the State of the Union. We've also got a lot of other news topics we want to cover on the program this morning. Later on, of course, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we hope that you can stay tuned for that. We'll also take your telephone calls if you're listening with us live here on Saturday morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And boy, I will tell you, we had just a lot of great direct messages on the Friday edition of the program. In the aftermath of the State of the Union, I think a lot of people were really, well, I'm not going to say energized, because I think that's the wrong term to use. I think they were fired up, and not because they were looking to say, well, you know, where Joe Biden outlined such a wonderful program of things, and he, so many giveaways and so many things that he was going to do. He was going to tax these terrible corporations, and everything was going to be fine. He was going to lower the cost of prescription drugs, I guess single-handedly. Everything was going to be fine, and he was going to drive back Putin out of Ukraine, evidently, and take care of protecting democracy here at home. It was just a cavalcade of stuff, my friends, that just doesn't seem to be practical at this point. He did even mention the border as well. But again, these State of the Union addresses, they really have devolved. And I think this was the ultimate expression thereof, of the de-evolution of the State of the Union addresses, as Joe Biden just went from one thing to another, almost trying to paint an entirely different picture than I think most Americans see when they simply open up their front door and go outside. But we will talk about that here on the program this morning. And he was amped up. He was amped up beyond all, you know, recognition, I think. And part of that, too, was because they wanted to show a Joe Biden who was going to go out there and was going to be forceful and was going to look like he's in charge. But what they got, and I appreciate what Britt Hume said about this, what they really got was someone who was just came off as an angry old man. He kept yelling at us. I talked to a friend of mine today. He said, yeah, I heard some of it as I was driving home. And so it just sounded like he was yelling at us, you know. And so, you know, and this is the way it's being perceived out there, I think. Because the more that they try to make it look like Joe Biden is doing okay, They're going down this road now of Joe Biden is he might be elderly, but he's experienced, and as Joe Scarborough's is the best version of Biden we've ever seen, and on they've decided, at least at this point, to ride this thing out and try to make it a plus that Joe Biden is. And again, age is not the only factor. You know, we love to hear from Iron Mike here on this program. Iron Mike is like 84 years old. But Iron Mike is so far, he's so light years beyond Joe Biden that it's not even funny. And Joe Biden has continued to demonstrate these very, very concerning characteristics, shall we say. But at the end of the day, though, it looks like 32.2 million viewers watched the State of the Union address. That's up 18% over last year. This from Deadline. It was Biden's second largest audience in his address to a joint session of Congress. His first speech in 2021 drew 38.2 million. And so, of course, this year looks like it's up a little bit from where it was before. But I'll tell you this. I think a lot of Americans tuned in because they wanted to see, is Joe Biden capable? Is what I'm hearing about Joe Biden really true? And if Joe Biden had been slower, and by that I mean just rapid fire talking, like really, really fast all the time, you know, this kind of thing. Again, like he's amped up on something. If he had been a little more measured, if it wasn't so accusatory of everybody, if it wasn't so contentious, if he really did have a vision for America, I would perchance to think that a lot of people would say, okay, I don't believe all this hype about Joe Biden. But what they got was the angry guy who at some point I would not have, and I said this on the program yesterday morning, I would not have been surprised, my friends, if he would have suddenly yelled, get off my lawn. It just seemed like that was coming next no matter what. Well, what's coming next on this program is we're going to head out to the break here in just a moment. But we want to say good morning to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He writes in via direct message and says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 43 degrees, showers, and a roaring ocean tonight. Wow. Okay, well, you've got to batten down, I guess, a little bit there, Richard. And, of course, he says, have a great weekend. I appreciate that very much. And he says, Semper Fi. We'll Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. And, folks, the weekend edition, hour number one, is officially launched and officially underway and moving skyward. Stay right there because we are coming right back. We've got a lot more to talk about, a lot of ground to cover, or, well, sky to fly through. So stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So Bill Maher over at HBO, as you know, he kind of changed his tune. He used to be believing it was just going to be Biden that would be able to go back against Trump, you know, from his perspective. But he's changed his tune after now he thinks Biden is overstaying his welcome. He doesn't think he can win, it appears, and really believes that if you had any Democrat in their 50s, from what he's saying, would be able to trounce Trump in the November elections. But this may, and calling Biden selfish, basically. But, you know, this may be, again, part of some of the prevailing thought going through the Democrat Party elite. And I do think that they do evaluate it. I know that they're going down this road. This is why they've tried to rehabilitate, and the talking points memo, I'm sure, went out to all kinds of different commentators, celebrities, and whatnot. And they've all got this sort of these marching orders that say, okay, we're going to build up Biden. Biden is not old. He's wise. You know, he's got experience. He's been here for 50 years, you know, like that's going to now be the big selling point. Whereas, you know, typically that's not a selling point. Well, they've been around for 50 years because, well, what has he done? You know, what's been made better? Yes, he's held these different offices, but in so many ways, it's been a detriment to him and his reputation, shall we say. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Weekend Edition continues on. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning here in the wee hours across America on your radio dial. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, our home station. Also, of course, AM 930. The Answer, and then also, of course, everybody listening along the GCN network, and many of you might be hearing this program different times during the weekend via GCN. And welcome one, welcome all. And by the way, whichever time you're listening to the program, you're always welcome to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, let us know what you're thinking about, what you think about the topics we're discussing here, and let us know where you're listening from too. We'd love to give you a shout out on the program. But thanks to everybody as well at GCN, because again, they distribute our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across America, and they work very hard, as I said, and we appreciate them very, very much. So once again, folks, so what do you think? Do you think Bill Maher is right? Do you think that at this point they simply need to replace Biden and go back down that road, or go down that road, I should say, and revisit this idea of changing horses? But again, I just don't know where that bench is. You know, I just don't know where that bench is. Is it Gavin Newsom? Because I think Gavin Newsom also is very vulnerable in the case of a general election. The only way that they're going to try to get around something like that, in my opinion, if they were to go with the replacement theory, as it were, and that is to only do it at the convention, because then they'd have a relatively or comparatively short period of time in which to run the general election strategy at that point. And so it will take time for stuff to trickle out about the other candidate, whoever the nominee would be. And so by that time, boom, they're getting into November, and they might be able to pull it off. That would be the strategy, I think. But no matter what, no matter what that strategy looks like, no matter what kind of shenanigans or whatever kind of, you know, Hail Mary football play they try to do, the song remains the same, right? That's a Led Zeppelin thing, isn't it? That's right. The song remains the same in the sense that we've heard this song before. We know exactly how this song goes. This song goes inflation, right? You know, we got border crisis. That's right. You know, we've got foreign policy debacles everywhere. You know, I don't know. We could come up with some kind of song at this point, I think. But we definitely have so much to go on, depending on whoever that nominee is. If it's Joe Biden, Joe Biden's got to own all this stuff. And we got to hold his feet to the fire. The speech he gave on Thursday night was really something more akin to trying to make you think that he's giving the State of the Union from some other planet in terms of all the wonderful things he thinks that he's going to accomplish and promise you, knowing full well they have no intention of doing that. And then taking on the Supreme Court right there in the chamber, you know, oh boy, you know, it just doesn't get any better than that, does it? Well, actually, what I mean to say, it doesn't get any worse than that. Well, I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got John in Nyack, New York, giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. Interesting thing that I thought of the other day.
Okay.
Do you know how everyone was speaking about Michelle Obama running?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how much political experience has she got?
Well, not a lot, you know, comparatively. Yeah, she sees name recognition mostly, yeah.
Right. Well, it dawned on me the other day. Is there any possibility they could run Jill?
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Jill. I don't know. That could be even scarier. That could be even scarier than maybe even Michelle Obama, yeah.
They would have to break all the rules. You know how they are. Mm-hmm. But because there isn't really anyone else. But if they put Joe Biden up, you know, Joe says he's getting too old, but he would like to nominate his wife, there's a possibility.
Well,
I mean, they've done stranger, weirder things.
Well, exactly. And, of course, you know, she's kind of, I think she's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and I'm not quite sure, you know,
exactly.
that she's, you
yeah.
know, that she's well-liked in that sense. You know, I think she may be kind of a taskmaster. At least that's the impression I get. I could be wrong, but that's how she comes across to me.
You know, I've been scratching my head thinking, well, they've probably been doing it too. Who could they possibly run? And Jill on the left side seems to be, you know, rather well liked by the public. The press has done everything just like for Joe Biden to, you know, say that she's just a wonderful, fantastic person. They're pretty much out of cards at this point. I don't know if it would work. But I just wanted to throw that out there because they are pretty desperate. I think Joe's going to get worse by the day, by the week, by the month, right up till the conventions.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of pressure, too. I mean, there was so much pressure last night, and whatever they had him juiced up on, I have no clue. But it was had to be something.
And they would use the same mechanism that they would have used to put Michelle in there. You know, it couldn't really be done, but you know how they do things like that on the left.
Oh, sure.
They do all kinds of things they're not supposed to do.
Right. That's right. And all on their quest to protect democracy. It's all justifiable.
Exactly. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well,
I didn't mean to get many ideas, but they're pretty much out of cards at this point.
I think you're right about that, and that's why they're getting so desperate. That's why they have to keep trying to build Biden up to make him look like he's an experienced, you know, amazing, you know, sort of person on this. He's, you know, as opposed to what's happening, he's kind of losing it, and that's what we all see.
Oh, well, but when he's with a small group of people in the White House, he's just on top of everything, you know?
Right.
We just never see that.
Exactly.
All right. I got to run. Thank you for the show, Kyle. Have a good one.
Thank you, John. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. All right, John in Nyack, New York, everybody. And we appreciate his call, and thank you for the kind words as well. And you know what he just brought up, too, was the subject of a Saturday Night Live cold open, I think, just last week, where they'd, you know, had all their impressionists and so forth, you know, they're playing different characters, especially like Mayorkas and others, you know, just, you know, confounding the quote CNN, you know, anchor saying, oh, yeah, this guy, he's a dynamo and behind closed doors and all this stuff. And so they've latched on to that because they realize. And, yeah, they may be voting for Joe Biden or on the tank for Joe Biden, but they have correctly discerned how this is all now being made up, that this is the new message. So maybe they finally got something funny on that. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are moving through the weekend edition, and we are coming right back. Saturday morning. Amazing. Stay right there.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The weekend edition is, well, it's going by again at warp speed, everybody. So as I always say, if you see something go racing by you, whooshing by you, flying by you, you know, just at breakneck speed, that's us. And so you definitely want to latch on as we go across the overnight hours in America. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're driving a truck this morning, driving a big rig, making deliveries, if you are in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're up early with us for whatever reason, in the overnight hours, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here because, as I've said, this is the best job in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything, and I have you to thank for that. And we're building this overnight program, this radio show, this community for you. And as we discuss all these things that are happening each and every day, and I'll tell you, you know, the time just flies by. You know, yesterday morning on the program. On the Friday edition, it just really flew by. As I was saying, we had a lot of callers. We had a lot of great direct messages. Of course, the State of the Union energy was still there. And it is still here now, obviously. But it's interesting because that almost like the next day, the day after the State of the Union, it kind of cools a little bit in the sense of all of the little programs that the president talked about. All of the promises, but the big points stay. the big points are the ones where they know that it's going to be make or break. And those aren't going away anytime soon. But things like, well, I want this program because within 10 years' time it will do blah, blah, blah. And those things never come to fruition. Those things never happen like that. They're just there. They're applause lines, and they're there to try to pump up the base. In fact, I think that was one of the main things Joe Biden and the Biden campaign was trying to do. They were trying to pump up the base because they are having so many problems. And then, by the way, we're going to now build a pier or a port or something in Gaza in order to bring in humanitarian aid, evidently. And where, you know, people aren't opposed typically to humanitarian aid, I think a lot of this is an indirect relation to the problems the president has been having, especially in states like Michigan, where there's been a very, very vocal Arab community voting bloc and so forth, people who are upset because of the support for Israel. I've got to tell you, at what point do we have to kowtow to people who are really mad that we're supporting Israel? But again, this shows, I think, the disintegration and coming apart at the seams, really, in terms of the Biden campaign, the Democrat campaign, essentially. They may not be able to please everybody in terms of what they're trying to do. But again, by the way, I'm going to ask Denise Simon about this here in a little bit. So I was thinking about this earlier today, and that is, the president can direct the military to build such a thing, but wouldn't there have to be some kind of budget for that, or would it be contained within the existing military budget? So I think that's a great question. But either way, it's in order to placate. Ultimately, it's in order to placate a political faction, and that I think is very strange. All right, so once again, folks, we are here. It's the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine this morning. If you're live with us here on Saturday morning. And also, of course, I think we even have a couple of quotes, I think, from the speech. And we're just talking about support for Israel. Well, let's listen in to Joe Biden saying, and I don't think we even got a chance to get to this quote on the program yesterday morning. But this is where he's talking about support for a two-state solution. Where have you heard that before? Let's listen in.
Nearly 2 million more Palestinians under bombardment or displacement. Homes destroyed, neighbors in rubble, cities in ruin, families without food, water, medicine. It's heartbreaking. I've been working nonstop.
Okay, I think we're going to get that back here in just a moment. But I'll tell you this, though, too. You know, when the president came out and was just talking about Putin and FDR at the beginning of the program, beginning of the speech, that was a little strange. Okay, I think we got him back. Let's listen.
Weeks to get all the prisoners released, all the hostages released, to get the hostages home and ease the intolerable and humanitarian crisis and build toward something more enduring. The United States has been leading international efforts to get more humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Tonight, I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground. A temporary pier will enable a massive increase in the amount of humanitarian assistance getting into Gaza every day.
Now, as he goes on to talk about
Israel must allow more aid into Gaza to ensure humanitarian workers aren't caught in the crossfire. They're announcing they're going to have a crossing in northern Gaza. To the leadership of Israel, I say this. Humanitarian assistance cannot be a secondary consideration or a bargaining chip. Protecting and saving innocent lives has to be a priority.
All right. So he'll go on there in a moment to talk about the two-state solution. But here's the thing, too. Either you're going to eradicate Hamas or you're not. And why doesn't this president call on other leaders in the area as well to be, you know, try to assuage the humanitarian impact. Why not call on Egypt or Jordan to take in refugees to get them out of harm's way? But none of this is ever going to happen. Notice what Egypt is doing. They're building a huge wall and have built a huge wall. You know, where have we heard that before? I don't know if Joe Biden can go over there, and maybe Kamala Harris can go over there and explain to them. Walls don't work. They do not work. But again, a lot of this is predicated on the idea of trying to continue to have a humanitarian problem that can somehow be blamed on Israel. And by the way, if you're, as I was saying, if you're going to eradicate Hamas, well, why don't we have other factions coming along and saying, how do we help you obliterate Hamas? How do we help you do that? During this time, you've got members of the squad, Tlaib and others, sitting there with their signs up saying, lasting ceasefire now. And I don't know how many wars where you'd say, well, let's just get a ceasefire after we've attacked you. the bad guys come and attack, and they do horrendous things, and it's so grisly, I don't even want to say it on the radio, but, you know, when we hear about the sexual assaults and the rapes and the murders all together that would have been perpetrated by Hamas, and then the audacity to say, well, now we need a ceasefire, that would never ring true, would it, under any other circumstances? And by the way, so my point, what I'm trying to get at, is this two-state solution idea, this is not the solution. It has been now shown to not be the solution. But just like so many other things in the State of the Union speech, and so many other utterances and speeches and messages by Joe Biden, all these things seem to be put together only to obfuscate the problems that they themselves have even created, to get you thinking, to say, oh, well, my gosh, well, if we do this, if we tax these companies and we make them pay their fair share, for one thing, and we get the potato chips back in the bag, and we do this and that, we build a pier in Gaza, and we get a two-state solution going, and we really, really pressure Israel to do it now, then somehow everything will be fine. Oh, and the border, if only we had the bipartisan bill for the border, if only we had that. If we had the bipartisan bill for the border, then I could do something about the border tomorrow. Well, he can do something about the border tomorrow. He could have done something about the border all the way up to this point, and he could have done so much more. But it's all packaged together in order to meet a political goal. And the two-state solution is at one time, if this has been tried for years and years, decades. But they keep putting it out there to make it look like they're leading. But they're not leading. They're not doing anything. It's actually diminishing Israel and its ability to protect itself. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It's the Weekend Edition.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner?
Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I saw something earlier. I think, isn't Vice President Kamala Harris reiterating that she's ready to serve? Ready to serve at any time, I guess. But it kind of goes to John in Nyack, New York's telephone call earlier when he was talking about, you know, Michelle Obama, maybe Jill Biden, but, you know, who would they replace Biden with if they wanted to go a different direction? Isn't it interesting that nobody is saying, you know, or Kamala Harris is saying, you know, hey, I'm over here. And everybody's going, okay, and that's okay. Never mind. Again, this is really something that you have a sitting vice president who is really not even under consideration, as far as I can tell, to be the standard bearer, to be the replacement if the top of the ticket were to step aside. I mean, that just speaks volumes, doesn't it? And, you know, well, you know, Kamala could have, I mean, she could have probably, you know, made a better, you know, thing for herself here. But the whole thing, ever just since day one, this has just not worked out very well for her. And I think it's starting to show now. You know, she's not
the one to be considered. I think that really does speak volumes. All right, folks. Well, it's that time of the program. It's the fourth segment of hour number one right here. And we love to play a song, get your blood pumping, keep you going, especially if you're out there working this morning, whatever you're doing, we want to help you get through the wee hours of the morning and keep you revved up, basically. I think we got a pretty good one to start with here. And I think we've heard this one before, of course, but it's always kind of good to bring some of them back too, don't you think? So let's check out this one. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. You might even remember, the movie that this came from, but this is Shakedown. Cool track, and I gotta tell you, Bob Seger, there's just a lot of great things that he has done, over the years, and he's one of those artists that just seem to always just kind of get better with time, and just be able to really just write songs that kind of just really kind of touched you, and had a something about your life, and there's something about Bob Seger songs. I always kind of remember what was happening in my life when those Bob Seger songs were out, this kind of thing. So it's for some reason I just have really good memories of Bob Seger songs. But with Shakedown, of course, a little bit of a departure, obviously, for Bob Seger, but done very, very well, and certainly a great part of that first. I think the first kind of sequence in the movie, I think with the truck, I think, if I recall correctly, but definitely a cool track, and Bob Seger. And by the way, he worked a lot with, I'm sure you may know this already, but he worked a lot with the Eagles. as well, or they were contemporaries, obviously, and they would trade back and forth and so forth. So Bob Seger, in that same kind of vein, I think, in that very and that vein of talent, and also the vein of songwriting and significance and relevance. Bob Seger. All right. So real quick here, folks, let's take a look and see what might be happening out there in terms of the weekend weather out there as we head into the weekend here early on this Saturday morning. Snow gradually tapering off over the central high plains as well as the southern central Rockies. This from the National Weather Service, of course. Threat of flash flooding and severe weather expected to sweep across the deep south to the southeast the next couple of days. An intensifying low-pressure system will bring locally heavy rain and strong winds from the Ohio Valley to New England late Saturday into Sunday. Wet snow expected across the Great Lakes to northern New England late Saturday to Sunday as the next round of rain and mountain snow reaches the Pacific Northwest. So that means listener Joan. It means Richard the Marine. You know, you guys may be having to, again, batten down the hatches. One of the things that we have going on here in the Southwest, at least in Southern California, is we finally got a break from the rain. And everybody literally has been saying, hallelujah, we're getting a break from the rain. Yes, I know we need the water as a general rule, but Southern California, I think, has received more than its share of rain or its typical share of rain already this year. So it's been quite a lot. But they're saying hallelujah because we're getting a break from the rain. But, yes, you know, it's Southern California. So you know what we got coming up next week, we understand? Maybe some high winds. Oh, boy. That's that's always fun. I don't know if they're going to be Santa Ana's, but they're going to be. But if they the high winds kick up, that's also no fun. But you know what, though? You know what else they're saying hallelujah about in California right now? They're saying hallelujah. We're going to have the chance to vote for a Republican versus a Democrat for the Senate race. Isn't that cool? How cool is that? Adam Schiff versus Steve Garvey. Of course, on Super Tuesday, they faced off against Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. Katie Porter and Barbara Lee distantly behind Schiff and Garvey. But at the last tally that I've seen, Garvey and Schiff are pretty close together, like, you know, 33% to 32%. I mean, this is really something. And so as hopefully there'll be some kind of change in California. Don't get me wrong. I don't get my hopes up. I understand how difficult it will be to beat Adam Schiff in this stalwart Democrat blue state. I get it. But they're so close together that, you know, there could be some hope here, especially as the campaign starts up in earnest. And especially, you know, when you have so many problems. And by the way, cost of living, that was one of the, if not the number one thing in the exit polls. So watch out, Adam Schiff. I kind of have a feeling he'll be a, well, I mean, he's Adam Schiff. I mean, honestly. I think anybody would want to vote for Garvey over Schiff just on that alone. Okay, stay right there, folks. Top of the hour news is next. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.